Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, everybody. Have you ever wondered how to talk to God? Have you ever wondered, if I'm talking to God, how do I hear when He's talking to me? Well, I'm here to share with you today three things that are gonna help you be a boss in talking to the big man. Number one is invite. Number two is marinate. And number three is create. Number one, invite. If you want someone to come to your party, you gotta send them out an invitation. How do you invite God to your party? You gotta pray. You gotta send Him an invite. You gotta let Him have a chance to RSVP to you, to show up for you. How is He going to do that if you're not inviting Him? Invite Him by reading His good words, by listening to good music, and by being open to Him being able to be invited to your life. So invite Him. I have a really neat experience I wanted to share, because many of you know that I'm a cancer widow. My husband passed and left me with three little babies, and he's an angel. And if you guys have lost somebody that you love, they're angels in our lives, right? And they're forever a piece of our heart. I love this scripture, and it is in Alma in the Book of Mormon, chapter 32, verse 23. And it says, "And now He imparteth His word by angels." So God's gonna talk to us through angels, but how are we gonna pick up on what He's putting down, okay? And the next verse I love is Moses, chapter 5, verse 58. And it says, "And thus the gospel began to be preached from the beginning, being declared by holy angels sent forth from the presence of God, and by His own voice, and by the gift of the Holy Ghost." So God works with us through angels. And I love that, because that's near and dear to my heart. I love the fact that we have angels there for us that are helping to guide us and direct us. So if we want to hear God talking to us, we've got angels there. And I have an experience that I'd like to share. When he passed away, I couldn't find my kids' birth certificates, and he had everything filed away, and I couldn't find him anywhere. And it was months. My little baby was getting ready to go into kindergarten, and I kept getting reminder emails that I needed to come into the school and bring his birth certificate. And my daughter was getting ready to go to junior high, and I needed these birth certificates. And I had prayed and prayed, "Help me find these birth certificates," with no answer. Like, months went by, and I was getting so flustered. And this was like the eve of the night of the last day before I had to have Wyatt's kindergarten information submitted. And I knew I was going to need to reorder it all online. I didn't have the time to do it. I had asked God and prayed for so many weeks to try and find these, and I couldn't find it. And so that night, I got so mad at Clint. And I don't know if you guys have lost people, if you can relate to me. He didn't choose to die. He lost his life through cancer. He had nothing to do with that, but I was mad. Like, I was so mad and angry. We had these pictures in my bedroom, like romantic pictures of us that we had. And I was like, if you are there, if you're really there and you're listening, why don't you tell me where the birth certificates are? Why don't you actually help me? You know, single mom, I got a messy house. I got a daughter that's, you know, people dropped her after her dad died. They weren't talking to her at school. I mean, just everything you can imagine. And I'm frazzled, nervous, just, I want to punch him in the face. That's what I really want to do. And I was calling him out, like, if you're up there, do something, help me. If you want to show me you're there, find these birth certificates. And I was cursing like a sailor. I ripped the pictures of us off the wall, and I put them in this closet down the hall and shoved it in there. And I was so mad at him. Like, I let him have it, okay? So this is in the evening. After my kids had gone to bed, I got a call like an hour later, okay? Out of the blue, from my sister-in-law, who said, "Hey, Camille, I had Clint's briefcase," because she was helping us with some business stuff after Clint passed. And she's like, hey, I have this briefcase and I just tripped over it and I went to pick it up and there's this manila envelope that had your kid's birth certificates in it. Do you need this? And I was like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I couldn't believe it. Like, this was literally like hours after I had cursed his name and told him to find me those birth certificates. And I just sat there and I laughed. I just laughed. I was like, I can't even believe it. Yes, yes, I need those. And that to me was like one of the first experiences where I knew God worked through angels. And I loved those scriptures that related to that because those who have passed want to help us out. But we got to give them the chance. We got to invite them. And I sent Clint a really nasty invitation that night that he needed to show up for me. And he did. And I loved that. So number one, invite. Number two, marinate. Have you guys made a delicious dish and you need to let it marinate? You put the seasonings on it, you stick it in your fridge, or you put it on your smoker, and it has to work. It has to simmer, it has to bubble, it has to get it permeated and going. Well, if you want to learn how to talk to God and hear Him talk to you, you've got to marinate. You've got to sit there and ponder and let those concepts and questions mull over in your heart and in your mind. And when you do that, that's when you're inviting that revelation or that inspiration from God into your life. And I love that the Greek derivative of revelation is an unveiling. So if God wants to reveal something to you, if you're not going to see it, if you're not paying attention. And in order to pay attention, you have to marinate. Marinate. Think about it. Let it stew. My mom made soups that would just sit on the stove and bubble and just get to this perfect perfection on the stove. That's what we need to do with our thoughts to God. We need to let it marinate, stew, simmer, and see what He's going to say. And why that's happening, get a book, get a paper, a journal, write it down. There's so many times that I have had God answer prayers of mine to Him with thoughts that pop into my mind. And just for example, like 3 weeks ago, my daughter lost our gas card. And I was just like, are you serious? Really? Okay, you know, we looked all over for it. Me and my three babies, we are like, come on. And instead of getting mad, which I was irritated, why don't you put it back in the spot it's supposed to be in? Well, come to find out, I was like rewinding. Okay, Gunner went with me to get gas and he's 13 and I'm teaching him how to put gas in my car. Really, I'm lazy and I don't want to get out and put my own gas in. So I've been training my 13-year-old son to put gas in. And so I was like, Gunner, where'd you put the gas card? We looked all over, couldn't find it, okay? My kids left and I knew it's just a pain in the butt that I would have to call an order, a new gas card, I'd have to wait for it, So I stopped in my kitchen and in my heart, I just said, God, I need to know where this gas card is. If you could put into my mind where it is, I would really appreciate it. And then, no lie, 10 seconds went by and I marinated. And then, boom, I got the answer. It's in Gunner's jacket pocket. So I was like, I went and started rifling through Gunner's jackets. And in one of them, I found the gas card. And I instantly like dropped to my knees and said, thank you. Thank you so much for listening to me. But had I not invited God and marinated, I wouldn't have got that answer. So like in the beginning, I didn't get the answer where the birth certificates were for months. And sometimes answers don't come right away. You just have to keep at it. You just have to keep trying. You just have to keep marinating and working through it. And sometimes if you're lucky, you get that instantaneous answer. And I was so grateful that I did. And He showed up for me. And I love that. Does God always just answer right away? No, He doesn't. If it was that easy, everybody would be doing it. But it's not. Having a relationship with God is so rewarding. It's so amazing. It fills your heart with joy and peace and light. But it's hard work. But it's worth it. It's worth that hard work. And I love in Psalms in the Bible 46:10, it says, be still and know that I am God. And if we're marinating, we're being still. And I love that. I think that's God's way of saying, hey, guys, you need to marinate. You need to let it sit. You need to let it settle. And let me have time to get back to you on it. Does God answer every prayer? No, He doesn't. Clint had terminal cancer. And we prayed so hard. If I had a grain of sand for every prayer that I prayed that he would get better, I could fill a whole ocean. And there was nothing that we could do to make God answer that prayer. How do you still have faith through that? We had to end up changing what we prayed for. We had to change. God, can you please give us peace? God, can you please give us hope during this hard time? And when we did that, that's when we saw God answering our prayers. When we changed our perspective and changed our thought process, we soon learned that no matter what goes on in our life, no matter what hard you're going through, God is there for you. But you might have to go through that hard. And I don't know why, and I would like to have a talk with the big man when this is all over, why he had to leave. Why do my three babies have to go their whole life without their dad? And that's not fair, but life is not fair. And it's so hard to wrap your mind around that. But we need to have the peace of our Savior Jesus Christ. We need that hope, and we need to change our perspective when our prayers aren't being answered. You gotta really think and marinate. What are you praying for? Should you be praying for something else, something different? And in our case, you know, a friend told us, if you just have more faith, he'll get better. Hello, cuckoo. That's not gonna happen, okay? Maybe in some instances it will, but we did everything we could. We went and did everything every doctor said. We took every experimental chemo that was out there. We went to holistic doctors. We rubbed essential frankincense oil all over him. Like, we did everything, and we prayed, and we went to church, and we served our neighbor, and we tried so hard, and he didn't get better. He got worse. And that's when we had to look at our faith and be like, okay, we've got to change. We've got to change what we're asking for. And if it's gonna go to pot, and if it really is terminal cancer, I don't wanna waste our days being depressed, miserable, sad. And then when we did that, when we asked Heavenly Father, okay, can you please give us joy and comfort and peace? He gave it to us. It was inexplainable. Like, I have a picture of us dancing in the rain. Like, it was raining outside, we all ran out and grabbed hands and did ring around the rosies and laughed our butts off and got soaking wet. And that's what we have to do in life. When it's pouring down rain, when our prayers aren't being answered, we gotta dance anyway. We gotta get outside anyway. We gotta live our lives anyway. And how do you do that when your prayers aren't being answered? You pray for something different. You pray for that peace. You pray for that comfort. You pray for that ability to be able to cope through the hard that you're going through the unfair that you're going through. If you pray to get that strength, I promise you, you will get it. You might not get an answer to your prayer, but you will get the strength to be able to bear on your shoulders the burden that are placed upon it. And when you're yoked with the Savior, I love that. When you think of a team of oxen and the Savior compares himself a lot of the time, yoke yourself with me, I am yoked with you. He pulls with you. When you are tired and you can't give it anymore, there were so many days at the end of the day that I'm like, I can't do this. I'm taking care of a husband going through cancer. I can't even take care of myself. I'm miserable. I have three kids. I have two businesses. Like, it was falling apart with my life. But I prayed, and miraculously, the next day I would be able to get up and do it again and be happy and be cheerful. And it was amazing. But God showed up for me because I invited him and I marinated. And I love, God is very specific to love each one of us specifically, individually. He knows we're all unique. He knows we're all different. So how I get a prayer answered is not how you're gonna get a prayer answered. How you hear God might not be how someone else hears God. But guess what? If you wanna know how to talk to God and how to hear him talk to you, you gotta listen and marinate. And I love this scripture, and I love to share it with you. And it is in the Book of Mormon, 2 Nephi 31, verse 3. And it says, "And after this manner doth the Lord God work among the children of men. For the Lord God giveth light unto their understanding, for he speaketh unto men according to their language and unto their understanding." And I love that because everybody speaks different languages, just like the five love languages. Nobody's exactly the same. There's no perfect prototype of how God answers your prayers. It's not there. But for me, I love music. And God, and I always tell, like, I can speak in movie titles and songs. And God speaks to me, I have found out, through songs. So God answers me through music. One of my very favorite experiences that really helped me when I knew God was talking to me was when I was going through a divorce. And it was hard and it was dark and I was beaten down. And here I'd lost a husband to cancer and lost businesses and switched my whole life and moved cities and then end up to know that I'm getting a divorce and losing children that I desperately, deeply loved. And God sent a song to me and you guys will love it. I'm gonna put it in the description below, but it's called Rise Up by Andra Day. And my kids, I play it like every day, like it's my theme song. And it has got me through for half of a year. So I put that on and I honestly don't know. Sometimes I listen to the Christian channel and I don't remember exactly writing this song down or loving it, but I was praying so hard, like, Heavenly Father, please give me the strength to make it through this. Please help me. And then that's when that song got sent to me. And I was just like, thank you. Thank you so much. So he couldn't change anything around that, but he knows me. God knows you and he knows how you're gonna hear him. Is it songs? Is it music? Guess what? It's also people. People are angels too, that are alive and are your neighbors, are your friends, are your moms, your dads, your sisters, your cousins, your brothers. Somebody in the grocery store that gives you the last of the toilet paper and you realize that you're out. You know, I've had a friend that she ran out of baby wipes and it was during the epidemic when you couldn't get things like that. And there's this lady with 10 of them in her cart. And she said, hey, would you like a couple of these? I have twin babies, but I see, you know, and she goes, oh my gosh, yes. You know, and she called me when she got in the car. My best friend was like, oh my gosh, that was such an answer to a prayer. So God couldn't come down and make wipes appear in her cart, but he could have that lady be touched in her heart to look over and notice. So if you're touched, if you recognize and have thoughts like, huh, what about this person? I wonder how they're doing. Those are angels telling you, go check on them. Please be there for them. And that's another way that God can talk to us. We can hear God if we open our eyes. And I love that. If we have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, God will be there every day in our life. And I love that. So he's there for you and he knows you and he knows how you need to be talked to. He knows your language. Give him a chance, invite him, marinate. And number three, create. I love this because if we've invited him, if we've marinated, and then we've wrote down those thoughts, we have a blueprint for success. We have a blueprint of how God talks to us and what he wants us to do. But it's up to us. We have to create. We have to make it actually happen. If you get that thought of, man, I should call my friend, and you don't act on it, you haven't followed through. But when you act on it and you find out that friend says, oh my gosh, I can't believe I really needed to talk to somebody, then that's why we do what we do. That's why we lean on God. That's why we turn to God. Because when we're in those dark times, and if we try to hear him and listen, he'll be there for us. So remember the three things. If you want to talk to God, if you want to hear God talking to you, one, invite God to your party. Invite God to your life party. Number two, marinate, simmer, let it the aromas blend around and write down what your thoughts you're getting. Write down what songs come to your mind, what movie quotes, what one line, I don't know, whatever, however you're getting those thoughts, write them down, write them down. You'll be surprised at how much God does talk to you when you write it down and you're listening. Number three, create it, do it, go forward and act, be a boss, listen to the big man and he will be there for you. I love you guys, and like, subscribe to my channel, comment. Have you had a time in your life when God, you didn't feel was listening? Comment. Have you had a time in your life when God has listened to you? Comment. I'd love to hear those. I'd love to share and continue to share with you guys. No matter what happens, don't forget to put on your big girl.